Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Anthony, we know these current Bears players, former Bears players, they have great events for charity, and Rashid Davis was just one of the latest guys to hold a pretty cool event that you went to.
Rashid and his wife, Diana, they started Saturday Place in 2009, and I'm glad he invited us to come to his bowling event. And I didn't have a great day. I got into it with Big Cat a little bit. I may have said it a little bit more than I needed to. And he kind of mopped the floor with me. Yeah. I had an off day. You know, my wrist was hurting.
Yeah.
My arms. You know, excuses. So I had an off day.
Well,
those are reasons.
Okay. Not excuses. They're reasons.
Yes.
Let's take a look.
It's something that my wife and I started back in 2009. We started our program, Saturday Place. This is a supplemental educational program for third and fourth grade Chicago public school students who are performing at least a year below grade level. And our students benefit greatly from your presence.
Rashid Davis is definitely having an impact on the Chicago community for sure, right?
I would say that's an understatement. We had one of the biggest increases in Chicago for our third, fourth, and fifth grade students in their increase in test scores on the ISAT test. And that was in no small part to the role it had on our students.
What advice would you give Rashid, you know, having his foundation for so long and the foundation that you have, what advice would you give him?
You know what, just keep on trying to help, man. I mean, that's what we're out here for. I mean, you know, God blessed us with the ability to go out and do something that a lot of people can't do, and this is a great way to give back.
My goal is just to beat Jerry today, and I think it's going to happen. I feel pretty good.
I feel real good.
I feel better than you right now.
Nah, that's impossible, brother.
So, tell us about the goatee you got going.
You like
here.
That?
What's up with that?
Yeah, that's about 3 months of hard work right there.
Oh, man, I always see you at everybody's foundation. You're always so supportive of Bears and former Bears. How do you get the time to do this, man? It seems like it's so important to you.
Well, you really make time. I mean, we all get consumed with what we're doing at the present time, but when it comes to making a difference in our communities and with the kids of today, you certainly have to make time.
I'm here with the wonderful Tina Shea, and she helped Rashid put on this wonderful event. So how hard or how easy was it to put this on? Like, you make it look easy because it's very nice.
You know what? It was a team effort. It's everybody's work involved. And so, you know, we're doing it for the kids, and we're so excited to have everybody here.
This man is doing big things, man.
I want a show like you, man. Can I hook that up?
You got your own show, man.
You got your own network. You got your own network.
And we're here with Jerry Angelo. Thank you for bringing me in. And can you tell me how hard it is to be a GM?
You know, it's probably no more difficult than anything else.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. I know you're real busy.
Programs like this are providing a safe environment, even more important than that, an educationally rich environment for them.
We have a lot of guys that usually come out and support, and I'm appreciative of them for giving their time, and yourself, and for bringing the cameraman out here to hang out with us too.
Something I find pretty impressive, Anthony, is when one of these Bears alum has an event like this, the support and the amount of guys that come out, former players, just to be a part of the event. I know there were tons of former players there.
Yeah, Jerry Azuma was there. James Big Cat Williams was there, Otis Wilson, Jason McKee, and it was a great turnout. And that's something that you can really be proud of, that you throw an event and you get former and current players to come up to your event. It was awesome.
Big Bears family.